claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
It is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where I'm very pleased today to have as my featured guest Lori Price, the editor-in-chief of Citizens for Legitimate Government, CLG, a newsletter she does a brilliant job of editing, where she's reporting on the latest and most important stories of the day. So I thought today that she and I would go back and forth mentioning stories and commenting on each other's. And then after we cover maybe two or three dozen, we can open the lines to callers who can pick up wherever they like. Lori, welcome back to The Raw Deal.
Hi, Jim. Thank you so much. I love being on your show, and I appreciate some of the news tidbits you also send me, some of which I incorporate in the newsletter. And first, they're on posted on legitgov.org, but I really appreciate it very much, your news tidbits. And it's getting, I don't even know where to start. I was thinking about what to say on your show. It's just maybe to say I'm without speech as to what's going on. I never in my wildest dreams. And as you know, I've covered this for a long time, but it's the same people, and I use that term loosely, if you want to call them people, monsters, whatever the hell they are, that have been doing this stuff. It's the same group. First, they're behind Bush and all that, and then behind, then they put the erudite, you know, handsome Obama in, but they were still doing the same stuff virtually. You know, maybe cleaning up a little things around the edges, like no actual torture at Gitmo or something. And then Trump snuck in there. I think they tried to steal it in 16, but it was so overwhelming that people disliked Hillary. He won. And now this coup in 2020. And I just, with this vaccine thing, I never dreamed it would go this far. I think they're going to make it mandatory. I really do, for everybody. I think they are.
Well, Lori, it's a very, very scary situation. I couldn't agree more. And of course, the core, the essence of morality is to treat other persons with respect. I mean, the classic examples of immorality, such as murder, kidnapping, robbery, or rape, all entail using other persons merely as means, such as for self-benefit, self-gratification, what have you, whereas actions like being truthful, not cheating, being honest, showing concern for others, those all exemplify moral action. So what we're talking about are a profound lack of morality. These are among the most immoral actions ever perpetrated by inhuman hand upon humanity, and represents a greatest threat this world has ever confronted in its history. So I could not agree more with you about this key point.
You know, when and I go back, and I know I've mentioned this on the show before, and again, it doesn't matter if you like Al Gore and he's problematic and all that, but at least he had a brain. He actually wrote his book, according to the publisher, unlike everybody else who ghostwrites Earth and the Balance. He wrote the book. He was passionate about it. It doesn't mean I agree, by the way, as an aside, with any kind of these plans, the Green New Deal or all that. But aside from that, Al Gore was not the monster Bush was. And they wanted that Clinton surplus, okay? And they what amazed me is what they were willing to do to put Bush in. And the coup and these Democrats, and that's when I learned what frauds they truly were, just quickly hopped to it. This was a blatant coup. Ballots were accepted after the postmark in Florida. I know the whole all the details. And the New York Times was happy with Bush. Now they're the woke frauds of the universe. But they sat on the story, mining the Florida vote, and waited till after, you know, 6 months after certification of the, quote, election, okay? So this coup was to get Bush in there, which led to the pathway to the surveillance state and, of course, Iraq and Afghanistan. And think of the thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that died, the weapons they used, the drones, stories we don't hear about, the cancers from the radium-tipped, you know, weapons used there, all that. But all that I thought was going to be the worst ever in my lifetime. And then we get something, you know, just tying back to with Bush, him with the vaccines, they were trying to do something with waiving more liability on these companies when the bird flu came. And they snuck that in, I think, a couple of days before Christmas in 2005 with these vaccines. They were trying to do it then. They really couldn't get it going. And then Obama came in, and they covered up any of the actual illnesses, his flu deaths, of course. And they didn't even have to mention this COVID thing. I mean, it's definitely a virus. It definitely exists because it was created. But, you know, I'm just saying, I cannot believe what they're doing with these vaccines and the mask mandates. And Fauci, his power, I mean, he's the only doctor that we can get to speak on the issue. There's so many other brilliant doctors that have a contrary view. Why don't we ever hear from them? They're banned from social media. So now we're now here. They're actually, the government is actually working with Facebook, flagging posts on medical disinformation. They used that word 35 times the other day in the press conference, misinformation. And you know that's because before the audits are revealed, they're going to then say that's misinformation, correct? So this is like when they banned you, didn't sell your book on Sandy Hook, which is the most egregious thing I ever heard. That's what really started it. And then Alex Jones and all that. They banned your book and your views and you, a scholar. This is what just made me crazy, that they banned a scholar. And now they're banning all kinds of doctors and all kinds of scholars that have something to say. They removed the video of Malone, who founded Dr. Malone, I think his name, who founded the mRNA technology. They're blocking the individual who founded the technology from speaking. This is where we are, and I don't know what can be done. Thanks.
Oh, Lauren, you're spot on. You're absolutely spot on. And the theft of the election of 2000, where Jeb Bush was the governor of Florida,
right,
was to bring us 9/11 and the Patriot Act,
right,
and all consequences thereof, just as the 2020 election was stolen far more egregiously and massively in order to bring us not only the coronavirus and the vaccine, but all other forms of lockdown and destruction of the United States, where, Lori, we know these COVID jabs are deadly. And, you know, Sherry Tenpenny has described them as perfectly designed killing machines. We have this Nobel Prize winning virologist leading in the world saying everyone who gets the jab will be dead within 5 years. So what are we hearing next? That this ludicrous Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is going to make the vaccine mandatory for the entire U.S. military. So what do we do when our military is dead?
This is, you know, in France, it's interesting to note, and I don't have the article up yet, but France didn't make it mandatory for the police, just the health workers and other things. Of course, you can't get into a pub in Britain, but this is all going to come here in some form. But yes, they don't care about the military, and they want more customers. Because the people that will get the illnesses from the vaccine down the line, I can't believe people would take something, by the way, where there's no, you know, 10 or even 20-year studies. If you're 15 and take this vaccine, don't you care what happens when you're 35? I mean, you know, you may not go live to 35 if you're 15 and take this vaccine. I'm saying I can't believe, and this is through the reason they only got people to accept this, and a lot of smart people, too. Because, for example, I think Connecticut has, where I live, I think it's like a 79.9% people have had the vaccine, okay? There's a lot of smart people in this state. I mean, this is not, you know, highly educated people are taking this thing, and they were able to convince people to not wait for the long-term studies because of the propaganda, like rags like the Hartford Current, which, by the way, going back to what I said, was fully for Bush in 2000, just to say. So it's not Democrat or Republican, and I've abandoned that long ago. It's deep state versus non-deep state, like you're saying. Jeb Bush, Kinsinger, Liz Cheney, all these people, in quotes, are all working with the Democrats because they're all – In traditional Democratic views, for example, what AOC is saying, perhaps maybe one out of 20 points she makes I can agree with. But if you know that if Biden goes into Syria or something, AOC is going to be quiet. Ilhan is going to be quiet. These frauds are all going to be quiet. So they're not really traditional, you know, the things we may like about the Democratic Party. All right. So anyway, it's not about party. It's deep state and non-deep state, and it's just, I don't know how we're going to stop these monsters. I don't know if these audits show that Trump won overwhelmingly, which he obviously did, because the math showing what happened at 3 a.m. is not possible. All the data dumps at 3 a.m. He won in a massive landslide, and they had to wait and see what they needed to catch up to take the election from him. And I don't know what's going to happen because now it's pretty obvious the White House is going to stop these posts. And anyway, tacking back, that's how they got people to accept these vaccines, is through banning on social media and lying, you know, only allowing the lies to come through because they're intelligent people that didn't know whether they should vaccinate their kids, you know, their teenagers. And all they're getting is one side. They're not hearing the doctors on Laura Ingraham because they're not going to watch Laura Ingraham, okay? So that's how they got these vaccination rates up. And I don't know what they're going to do when these audits break. I really don't know what they're going to do.
Well, you can anticipate they're going to do some massive distraction, maybe a false flag attack to distract everyone. There are lots of curiosities about the condo collapse in Florida where my best guy, Joe Olson, who's qualified as an engineer in structural, civil, mechanical, and electrical engineering across all four disciplines, has concluded that it was actually a controlled demolition. Although the building was put up in 1980 and had an expected 40-year lifespan, which make 2021 the time it might be expected to expire, nevertheless, the way it came down in his professional judgment indicated that indeed it was a controlled demolition. And of course, many have drawn parallels with Building 7 of the World Trade Center, which came down 7 hours after the destruction of the North Tower following that of the South, where both of those buildings blew apart in every direction from the top down. All the floors remained stationary, waiting their turn to be blown to kingdom come, in the memorable phrase of Morgan Reynolds. They were being converted into millions of cubic yards of very fine dust. And when it was over, Lori, there was no stack of debris. In fact, Father Frank Morales of St. Mark's Episcopal Church, a first responder on radio shows twice, affirmed that contrast with Building 7, where all the floors came down at the same time, virtually the speed of free fall. And when it was over, we had a stack of debris about 5.5 floors, equal to 12% of the height of the original 47, which is what we find based upon experience with controlled demolitions. This one in Florida looks very, very strikingly similar, as many others have observed.
Right. I thought about that, but I didn't know what was to be gained. I mean, because other than, I thought about it, a financial gain, that they had, that this building needed a lot of repairs and so forth, and they, you know, somehow got insurance money, but they would have to pay out in these deaths anyway. So I thought about that. I don't know the motive. Maybe you thought of one. It did look, it did seem odd to me. I mean, to make DeSantis look bad, but he has nothing to do with building codes. I mean, I don't know the reason. And by the way, a story that got no coverage. I don't know why DeSantis let genetically modified mosquitoes made by Bill Gates into Florida. That's another, I mean, I really like DeSantis, but I don't understand that. And I don't know the reason. Maybe he just didn't know, but he can't be, you know, aware of everything, but I don't know why he did that. But I don't know the motive for this destruction of this building, because they'd have to pay out if the deaths, I know, so it would be a loss anyway, unless you have a idea of why they pulled this. Literally pulled it, haha.
Well, I think two or three possibilities. One, of course, is if it bleeds, it leads. I think the timing was supposed to correspond with the release of the audit information Maricopa County, which
that's
was delayed. Number one, I do believe number two, it was intended to tarnish DeSantis. Number three, I believe it's intended to create unease throughout South Florida, where there are many condos of similar composition.
Oh, that's
I mean,
a great point.
If you look at the big picture, if you look at the big picture, when you combine, you know, the homelessness, defecating in the streets, we find in Democrat-controlled cities, even like San Francisco, but also in Portland, also in Seattle, the homelessness, turning criminals out onto the street where they can resume their life of crime, controlling, you know, law-abiding citizens having access to weapons so that you create free fire zones, so that when you superimpose a 2000 electoral map over a 2014 murder distribution map, you find the overwhelming majority of murders are created as a function of Democrat policies to create free fire zones where criminals aren't going to have to worry. The opening of the borders is flooding the United States with, you know, immigrants who are being flown all over the place.
Right.
I'm terribly worried that many of these, Lori, appear to be young men between 17 and 23 who are very fit athletically and could be a military force behind the scene, not only diluting the demographics. And then you look at all the other catastrophes the Democrats are promoting. Our cities are just turning to sewers. The defund the police was such a calamity. All of these, if you look at them from the point of view of the big picture, could be perceived as calculated to create chaos and or anarchy in the United States. And if you wipe out the military, Lori, the country's going to be virtually unable to defend itself, apart from the 130 million armed Americans who know better than to give up their guns. And we have continuing run on guns all over the country because people see what is coming and that the Democrat policy of defunding the police was insane. I mean, if there's ever been a more ludicrous political slogan, I cannot imagine what that would have been.
This is done, if you take all the elements you just listed, and especially the desertion of businesses as well in cities like Target and Walgreens, because people are allowed to go in and shoplift. These petty crimes have escalated. like, I guess I saw the font, again, not the story yet, a 70-something-year-old veteran carjacked, was killed in a carjack in Chicago, which is a sewer now, which I went there years ago. I loved walking around in Chicago. But I'm just saying, you take all these points that you just listed, the whole, and you made a list. This is obviously, there are knowledgeable people. I'm not talking about Biden. Forget him. But people in his administration, intelligent people that may be behind the scenes, and they know what's going on, whether he does or not. So the point is, this is done purposely. Now, why? It's to usher in the Great Reset, because it's to usher in the Great Reset, all right? And because these corporations are now transnational corporations, BlackRock and Vanguard, what they own, it is unbelievable. They are buying BlackRock's buying up all the property. You know, they want the middle class gone. They want the disintegration of the family, which was pushed by Black Lives Matter, obviously. And they want the destruction of the middle class communities, the bedrock of the U.S. here. They want all that destroyed. They want a rise of urban areas, a low income class of workers. That's why they're bringing in thousands and thousands and thousands of migrants. They don't care about their background. And the ones that turn to crime will help further destabilize the country. They want to destroy this country. It's not a conspiracy theory, because the pattern doesn't fit unless you come to that conclusion. Because why defund the police? Now, this, of course, by the way, doesn't apply to the oligarchy. Nancy Pelosi will have a wall and will have private police force. Very wealthy people running these corporations, Jeff Bezos, do you think he can't get a team of Navy SEALs to defend him? The rich will do very well. They can buy their own police force. But the middle class, the lower middle class, all going to be destroyed by the open border, everything. It will all eventually come in. You know, talk about, you know, the virus of COVID. No testing, no vaccines, flying people, no masks, nothing. Migrants, they're above any laws of testing or anything. Not that I believe the testing helps or anything. But, you know, they could get a real disease brought in here. People crossing in water, in extreme heat, coming in here. We don't know what's going on. They don't allow the media. No one talks about it. The media wouldn't investigate anyway, but certain outlets would. But anyway, all this going on is for the destruction of the United States, to get low-wage workers, make everybody just rent, like the Great Reset motto is, you will own nothing and you will be happy. Yeah, they'll wipe out college debt, but you'll have nothing. You'll just be on this earth in America. This country's gone. It will be gone soon, unless something is done. It will be gone soon. It just will be serving your masters and, you know, possibly getting thrown a bone once in a while. No protests, no contrary opinions. It will be China on steroids over here. This is the plan, because there's no other, everything you listed, there's no other outcome besides the destruction of the U.S. unless something is done. And Trump stood in the way of this. He was imperfect. I understand that. I don't agree with everything. But you can be sure that Trump was an impediment to this plan, and that's why they got him out. They could not let him in. That's why Google in a private meeting said Trumpism has to be eliminated, not just Trump, but Trumpism, okay? And that's why you have these liars like John Bolton saying Trump has lost his support. Right. That's why he had hundreds of thousands, you know, whatever, a number of thousands of people at his rallies, and Joe Biden, the most he's ever gotten is 50 people. So you tell me Trump doesn't have support? It's a lie. Anyway, it's another rant, but I'm just...
No, Lori, you're making wonderful points. Just two or three comments in response. I think they wanted someone who was a mental nebbish, who had no brain and no conscience. And Biden and Harris, who a flyweight, she doesn't have a capable of a coherent thought. They got exactly what they wanted as front men. Your point about shoplifting is impeccable. George Soros, who has declared his life ambition to destroy America, anticipated that by getting the right people in the offices of the district attorney, he could corrupt America. And he's done quite a job of it, so that the DA in L.A., or even the attorney general has declared offenses of great shoplifting up to $950 worth right. will not be prosecuted.
Thank you.
Which is opening the floodgates to grant, you know, massive theft. So you have these bad guys going right into stores with carts and filling them up and then wheeling them out, which has led to Target having to close six different stores in San Francisco. I think you're spot on, Lori, across the board. Were you cut off? Are you still there, girl? I was worried. Mitchell, you need to get back to Lori. She was cut off. I want to mention that in addition to the massive assault on America, of course, the globalists are going forward with their effort to take control of the world, where three countries on earth declined the COVID facts. All three of their presidents are now dead. Sometimes an ugly truth is staring us in the face. We need to only see it and speak it for the reality to become clear. There are only three countries on the planet whose government officials refuse to accept the COVID-19 vaccine from the World Health Organization: Burundi, Tanzania, and Haiti. The officials in those countries who declined the vax were presidents in each of those countries. Each of those presidents is now a dead. And I'll tell you, the guy in Tanzania was fascinating because he actually had a scientific background. President John Magufuli, he tested out the test kits, a very smart move on his part to see how they worked on goats, on papaya, on fruit, on motor oil. Virtually everything he tested them on turned out, came back positive, except for the motor oil. Many people have speculated the entire COVID pandemic is a staged, intentionally deadly attack on humanity itself. There are those who believe humanity itself is like a virus against the planet. They believe humanity is destroying the planet. So they continue, humanity must be called. Many of them are in positions of great power and wealth. It's thought by many that the so-called vaccine is the method by which these people have decided to call humanity, and in vast numbers. Bear in mind, if this theory to call humanity is true, would they hesitate to murder the presidents? And if they'll murder presidents, what about you? We'll be right back.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? that the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities, and that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Lori's been doing such a brilliant job. It appears that those in a position to interfere are out to stop. Yes, she's standing by for a callback. Mitchell, if you could please get it to her, reach to her. She's standing by. Meanwhile, let me mention a couple of other stories I'd love to get her comments on. Howard Dean is comparing Trump supporters to followers of Jim Jones and declaring they're going to pay for it with their lives. I mean, this is absolutely stunning. Do you think the Republicans just hate their own constituents, asked the host, questioning him? Because if their constituents are most likely to be the 99% dying in COVID from the new Delta variant, Shouldn't COVID vaccine acceptance be a key part of any campaign platform to literally keep your constituents upright and safe for next year? To which Howard Dean, whom I once regarded as a very smart guy and was prepared to vote for before his campaign was sabotaged, "These guys are not interested in serving the country," Dean replied. "This is like Jim Jones in Guyana. It really is. Trump is Jim Jones. 900 of his followers died, some of whom did not go willingly, but he mesmerized them." They're declaring that just as so Trump has got these people mesmerized. That's principally because they're ineffective people that lost their own agency. They have given up their own hope. How stupid is this from Howard Dean to be making such a declaration? I'm just delighted that we have Lori back, it appears. Lori, did you hear this story about Howard Dean declaring the Trump supporters, comparing Trump to Jim Jones and saying Trump supporters are okay, he's trying to call back still. Then we have the former Obama Health and Human Services chief wanting unvaccinated Americans to be banned from going to work. This is Sebelius. We're in a situation where we have a wildly effective medicine. I mean, does she have any idea about the facts?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Multiple choices, lots of available, free of charge. We have folks who are just saying, "I won't do it." I think it's time to say to those folks, It's fine if you don't choose to be vaccinated, but you may not come to work. Lori, have we got you back?
Yes, we do.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think your roles, your rants were wonderful and spectacular. I've been talking about a couple of recent pieces where Howard Dean, I think you just got cut off again, Lori.
No, I'm here.
Okay. Where Howard Dean was comparing Donald Trump to Jim Jones, and saying his followers are drinking the Kool-Aid, which is just as absurd. And then you got this former Kathleen Sebelius, Obama's former Health and Human Services, saying unvaccinated Americans should be banned from going to work. I mean, Lori, have you ever heard anything so outrageous in the United States of America?
That's right. And she even went so far as to say you shouldn't be able to see children. So, what do you? And then combine that with the FBI saying that people should be turning people in and the banning of the posts, on Facebook. But before I lost you with the disconnection, I just want to point out this. I have a libertarian streak, and I'm sure you do, that we all don't want to see the foreign wars. And there's certain libertarian aspects to which I can agree. But some of these libertarian neocons, that aspect, that say you can't regulate a private business, they can do what they want. And Michael Rechtenwald was the first one to make sort of the connection that they're really working together. And people, he got a lot of flack saying, what do you mean? Facebook was privately funded. Twitter was privately funded. And now, just the other day, reveals the fangs of the White House working to flag certain different disinformation posts. But I'm saying once you have this unholy alliance, that's totalitarianism. Because this is once the information is totally controlled, I mean, how people will support positions like Howard Dean, and who also, by the way, said the Trump supporters are going to die for not taking the vaccine, which is sort of a terrible thing to say anyway, that so many people. And then you have General Milley comparing Trump supporters to adherents of Hitler, all this stuff. I mean, there are veterans who are alive that fought against Hitler and fought in other wars that are wounded and disabled. For him to say that support Trump, for him to say that, I mean, this is, I never dreamed of this happening. I don't know what can be done, but people better wake up or we're going to find ourselves in the worst situation of whatever you want to call it, China or Nazism or whatever you want to call it, totalitarianism. We're almost there now, and people better wake up because this is insanity.
Lori, I do believe that these door-to-door strike forces, this reeks of desperation. I think they are terribly, terribly worried that they're not going to get enough of the population, and that when the public learns that these vaccines are going to kill them, when those who die turn out to be those who have been vaccinated, I think they're terribly worried that the public is going to be so outraged, including those who really know they have consigned themselves to death based upon what the government has told them, that they're going to be so outraged that they're going to strike out violently, physically. I think they're very, very worried about what could happen to them when the truth emerges about the role of these vaccines in this massive depopulation program. Your thoughts?
That's right. That's a good point, an aspect that I hadn't thought of about when the people, you know, really the people that are sort of didn't take the vaccine, of course, I'm speaking generally. There are African-Americans who didn't want it wisely because of the history there, which is always, you know, Gates is revered by the woke left. And every time he did a vaccine experiment program in the last, 20 years, funded, was always started in Africa. Now, you know, the woke left, it just shows what frauds they are on every topic, because it's obviously racism that they start there. I mean, what other word for it is it? So obviously the history, so there's a lot of African Americans that don't want the vaccine and so forth. But aside from that segment of society, there's tons of Trump supporters, your patriots, your gun-toting Americans that really don't want it. And they're going to have a problem on their hands like what you're pointing out. But I think the media is going to be suppressed because they can cover the deaths like they covered up the deaths. They called it all COVID deaths, including the Hartford Courant's banner headline, baby, first baby to die of COVID. And the Candace Owens made a fuss about this, so they had to do a little retraction. The baby drowned in a tragically drowned, either a pool or bathtub or something. The baby drowned, okay? Baby did not die of COVID. Headline story scaring everybody in the Courant across the banner, you know, headline. And anyway, I'm just saying they can lie when these people that are vaccinated die from the vaccine. They can say the death is from something else. And by the way, the only COVID death not marked as such, George Floyd had COVID besides his drugs loaded in his system. But of course, he wasn't listed as a COVID death. So that could be your only COVID death not listed as such. I'm not saying what happened to him is correct, by the way. I'm just pointing it out. But anyway, they can just lie when these vaccine deaths start piling up. I don't know what they're going to do. By then, the censorship will be full. I don't know how they're. I don't know if they can hide it.
Well, there's a lot of issues here about what to do if you are hit by one of these door-to-door events. John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute is observing you have the right to be left alone and suggests how you ought to react to it. With a visit itself, you have the right not to answer questions or even to speak with a government agent. Courts have upheld knock-and-talk visits as lawful, reasoning that even though the curtilage of the home is protected by the Fourth Amendment, there's an implied license to approach a resident, but you're under no obligation to answer the bell, even if they're trying to make contact with you or to speak with them. When the government's actions go beyond merely approaching the door and knocking, it risks violating the Fourth Amendment, which requires a warrant and probable cause of possible wrongdoing in order to search one's property. Some judges believe that placing no trespassing signs is sufficient to negate any implied permission for the government to approach your home. While in theory, one can refuse to speak with police or other government officials during a knock and talk, the courts have asserted as a justification for dismissing complaints about police investigative tactics, the reality is different. It's unreasonable to suggest individuals caught unaware by these tactics will not feel pressured in the heat of the moment to comply with a request. And so he's explained why this is a tricky matter of the dangers inherent in these knock-and-talk encounters. Lori, go, yeah.
Here's my thinking. First of all, you should just know that on my house, my front door, due to my, you know, kind of being a night owl, so I've always had a no trespassing, no soliciting sign, because why should my bell ring because they want to sell me a solar panel? Having, you know, innocently, I just don't want to be bothered. So I've had that sign up. But now I added no vaccine pimps underneath and stay clear. So I don't know what that'll do. I don't know if in Connecticut they're coming around. From what I heard, which is an interesting angle that I didn't think of, they're going to swing states. Now, here's a point that I didn't think of. But they're funding these people going to swing states, and they're knocking on doors. Now, there are people that don't share our views. So there may be, in fact, somebody that didn't have the time that is very happy with this door knocker, that they wanted the vaccine. I'm not saying everybody thinks like, I'm just saying there's a small percentage. And then they'll have what people don't realize is all that data. Nobody's asking where it's going. Now, so that means the Democrats that got you your vaccine, that helped you, that discussed it with you, that helped you through COVID, and I'm just pointing out this view, are going to come back then to knock on your door for votes. So the point, I didn't think of this aspect because I just didn't want the door knockers. So, but there is an aspect that they are going to pick up voting points because they're not starting in like the areas where Trump won where the vaccination rate is low. They're starting in the areas that are swing areas. That means they probably won't come to Connecticut and all that. I mean, maybe eventually they will. But it's just probably an interesting upside that the Democrats are getting from this. And this is and one thing I'd also that somebody pointed out to me on Twitter, I didn't think of this. They're knocking on the doors of people that perhaps really didn't want the vaccine. And there's a lot of older people, like So many died in Katrina that couldn't get out. There's people that just want to be left alone. They don't really listen to much news, TV. They just want to get through their life and not be bothered. Older people, they don't have a lot of indigent people. You're going to knock on these doors and persuade these people that don't want this vaccine. They're going to be bullied into it so they can get the numbers up and showed, I got 20 people vaccinated today. I mean, this is a crime against humanity. That's an aspect. I mean, that aspect I thought of myself about the bullying, but there's people that don't want this that are going to be talked into it that are just, you know, minding their own business and so forth.
Well, there are a couple of political dimensions to this that I think are terribly important that your remarks provoke, which includes going to the swing states.
Right.
I mean, do they know or do they not know that these vaccines are potentially killing machines? The lowest rates are just happen to be areas with the strongest Trump support. So if you go into these various states and they rattle them off, especially in the South, that are very strongly for Trump, are they trying to wipe out Trump supporters? What's interesting to me politically is that those who have been eager, most eager to take the shots are Democrats, liberals. Right here in Madison, I reside in Dane County. There's a staggeringly high vaccination rate because it's dominated by liberals who believe everything they're told by the government. They swoon over Barack Obama. They think Joe Biden actually legitimately won the election. They think Kamala Harris is a serious political figure. And Lori, when you put into the equation that these, just assume hypothetically, whether you believe it or not, that these actually are, as Sherry Tenpenny suggests, perfectly designed killing machines. What's going to happen to the Democrat voter base when most of them die because they've taken the jab?
I thought of that, and I think there's two levels here. There's the innocent liberal. There are people in healthcare that work tirelessly to develop vaccines that believe in them, that just want to help. I mean, I'm just saying, I think there's an innocent, in quote, level going on, and I'm not sure a lot of people knew that this would be the outcome. Then you have the level, that's what I originally thought, that they're going to send them down into the Trump-supporting areas. I thought they were going to start a false flag because you're going to have some person who's very unhappy with the government sitting by him or herself, whatever, and they're going to get a door knock and they're going to just open fire, right, okay? So that would be a false flag about, that would play into the angle of that Trump supporters are domestic terrorists, which Biden pimps morning, noon, and night, okay? So I thought that was going to happen, but I'm seeing a different level here. So I'm not sure, you know, he's got a lot of people in his cabinet. And I just got to say something about Kamala, who I truly despise. Also Biden for being a corrupt fraud, you know, even though he it comes across as caring about people, he doesn't. But Kamala, I mean, even in the Hunter emails, by the way, Hunter paid for Joe's stuff. Joe is so pathetic. But anyway, Kamala gets in there, and by the way, she before she started pushing herself as a leftist, she was, as somebody said on Tucker last night, locking up everybody in sight, locking up for years low-level marijuana users, which is insane, and totally had a, you know, pro-hardcore, you know, prosecutor view. Then, in order to get, quote, elected, unquote, she changes her whole dynamic. I'm just saying this is a fraud with no inner core, and that's a dangerous person. And by the way, she was a little bit critical of the vaccines during the debate, but only to make Trump look bad. Now you could be sure she'd be for mandatory vaccines. So she's just an empty vessel there, which really annoys me. That kind of person is second in command to Biden. And these cabinet members are all idiots or incompetent, with the exception, the only smart one, Susan Rice, a neocon, and the other one there, the mayor, who I can't Mayor Pete, okay, Buttigieg, who's smart, and he's in the wrong role. He says highways are racist. So I'm just saying his cabinet is saturated, with the exception of those two officials, it's saturated with idiots that are unqualified that just got put in due to identity politics. So I don't know. It could be that it's innocent on these vaccines. Some people just wanted to help. And then you have the other level going on. So I don't know what's going to happen here. The Democrats are mostly vaccinated. They are going to have illnesses from these vaccines. They'll probably blame something else. They'll blame the unvaccinated.
Well, the way the vaccines work, these mRNA vaccines, is they weaken, they virtually destroy your immune system, so that for the future, when you encounter viruses, even coronaviruses, that you otherwise would have effortlessly tossed off because you've already developed an immunity, it's going to attack your system. Your body is going to attack itself. I mean, it's a very, very bad description we have of what is going to happen to the vast majority, assuming all these scenarios play out as the best experts are reporting, which is why, of course, Google, Facebook, YouTube, and all that are so massively seeking to suppress it, so that the latest articles about how we can deal with misinformation, which technically is false information, but in fact, most of what they're calling misinformation is actually accurate and well-founded and more scientifically responsible than what they're advocating. I regard these vaccination teams as approaching homes with a deadly weapon. I mean, this is a threat to your life. And if one of these teams were to break into your home, you would most certainly be totally justified in responding to a deadly threat. I mean, no one should. Yeah.
Here's the problem, though. I think a lot of, and this is so horrible, people that have worked their whole lives, like I said, the media doesn't cover this. There's a lot of people, and they couldn't get out in New Orleans, which when Bush exploded the levees to save the rich areas, to do that on purpose, that a-hole. But anyway, sorry. There were people, so many elderly people died because they didn't have the gas money. It was the end of the month. The Social Security check wasn't there. If you remember, it was like the 30th of the month. They couldn't get out. There are people that are just quiet by themselves in hovels that don't want to be bothered, and they're going to get talked. They're just going to be murdered by these vaccinators, and no one's mentioning this vulnerable group of people. I think it's a crime. It just makes me crazy, a crime against humanity, and it's sad. There's no advocates. You get a knock on your door, and you may have, in fact, strong family members that may say, "Hey, I wouldn't get this vaccine." But you're there at noon, you get up from your chair, you answer the door, you don't know who's there, you just say, okay, I didn't get it, why not get it, you're here, I don't know, are they actually vaccinating the people or just giving the information, which is it both, or what are they doing, doing the vaccine?
They're bringing the vaccines with them, as I understand. God. They want to vaccinate on the spot.
Oh my God, that's so awful. Yeah. And there's some areas that had the National Guard do it, which I know was, you know, you could, the justification, there's always some stupid justification at the beginning was, well, they can help. There were people that really wanted the vaccine at the beginning. As you recall, they're people that paid a lot of money, black market, to get the vaccine. So the National Guard was doing the vaccines. But if they start, you're sitting there, you don't know what's going on. An army person comes to your door, says, we want to do this. You want to help you. You want to help your neighbors, right? You want to see your grandkids, right? And you think somebody's going to say no to this? This is a crime, what they're doing. And you know, as I said, I'm not ruling out the one person that's busy, that's home, that says, I wanted to do it, didn't have the time. Thank you. I'm not saying that doesn't exist. But this is something. And this Fauci's getting away, this guy who says two-year-olds should be vaccinated, when they already showed the bacteria on the masks and that not letting – he's making it so young people, their immune systems can't develop. He never mentions natural immunity. He wants everybody relying on the pharmaceuticals. This guy is a killer. He will have killed more people than Hitler, Stalin, and any other name you want to add. Fauci will be the biggest mass murderer in world history, and no one mentions it. No one ever says that. No one says the truth.
No, Lori, I've said it 100 times.
Fauci's
going to go down as the greatest mass murderer in history. Right. Bear in mind,
that's right.
The Deagle.com projections have the U.S. population dropping precipitously from 330 million in 2020 to now only 65 million in 2025. That's a loss of 265 million Americans in 5 years. Think about it.
That's that site the military uses for resource. Is that the one? The one I thought it went to 95 million, but this was just as COVID. This was just before COVID. I'm like, why are they saying 2/3 of the U.S. population is going to be gone? But that's why Biden's opened the borders to replace people with, you know, low wage workers. They're going to need that. The low wage.
No, Lori, they revised it. Originally, they said it was going to go from 330 million to 99 million. Now they've dropped it to 65.
Oh, my God. What? Where? No.
Remember, Lori, this is a three-stage procedure. They're using the mask to kill us slowly. And I'm embarrassed every time I see someone wearing a mask. Then they're using the vaccine to kill us more rapidly. But ultimately, the most of the deaths are going to occur through starvation. They're seeking to take control of the food supply.
That's right.
I mean, we're going to have such a staggering number of bodies in the street that it's going to be impossible to bury them all.
That's right. I don't know if you saw this. A lot of people watch a lot of videos. I don't get to as many as I'd like. But there's one, like, 40-second clip of a man saying, my father's been in agribusiness. This was on TikTok for 40 years. He said this is the first time he can't get his subsidies, however they work it, if he doesn't destroy his crops. Now, I know the government's always destroyed crops, plowing under to raise the prices of the milk. I know all that stuff goes on. But this was a major thing. He said he's never seen it in 40 years, and there's going to be huge food shortages in 8 months. That's what this guy says. I don't know it's true, but that seems to make sense to me, what they're pulling with these shortages. They're blaming the Russians for the hacks when it's U.S. corporations doing it, contractors for the CIA. They're blaming the Russians for these hacks. Just crazy. They're not doing They all get the money back after. So if you're a Russian, elite Russian hacker in Russia, are you going to give the money back? Why would you give the money back after working so hard to get it? You wouldn't, right?
Yes. Lori, we're coming up to the break. I'm so delighted to have you here. We'll continue talking about some of these stories, and by, we'll open the lines to the callers. For the number here is 540-352-4452. 540-352-4452. We're here with Lori Price, editor-in-chief of CLG Newsletter, Citizens for Legitimate Government. Lori sees very little legitimacy to government today. It's very sad to say. We'll be right back with Lori Price.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting "This is a drill, this is a drill" on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourself. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where I have a fabulous guest today. Lori Price is the editor-in-chief of the CLG newsletter, Citizens for Legitimate Government. Lori, when I took the break to get a cup of coffee, my wife was watching CNN, and they were talking about all the unvaccinated people and the Delta variant. And frankly, I think this is all complete bullshit. There is no Delta variant. They've never isolated the SARS-CoV-2 virus that's supposed to be the coronavirus. If they haven't isolated it, they can't produce a vaccine for it. In fact, we know these aren't vaccines. It turns out Anthony Fauci himself tried to patent some of this business, and the patent was rejected because he was trying to patent them as vaccines, and it was rejected because they aren't vaccines. And frankly, they're just making this all up. We're being bombarded by the greatest just barrage of bullshit in American, indeed, I think, in world history. I used to think, you know, way back when, that we'd been so massively misled about JFK, then, of course, that was overwhelmed by 9/11. But the amount of phony lies and bullshit associated with the coronavirus overwhelms those combined by many factors. It's just stunning.
Oh, this is, and I was saying this to Michael, this event, this COVID garbage, whatever, the whole encapsulation of COVID, the ramifications, the vaccine, the health tyranny, and those tests that cause you problems with the chemicals on the swabs that go way up your nose, all of this together, all the entire thing, the fraud, the money, all the stolen election will be the greatest, as in largest, not in good, the greatest event in U.S. history, absolutely, because even eclipsing the Civil War, because in the Civil War, there were pockets of people that were wealthy that could fly to Europe. Their kids never knew what was going on. They went to school. But there's no kid that didn't, at the beginning, especially with this 15 days to stop the spread or whatever, have to wear a mask. This totally, this is the most impactful event, I believe, in world history. I can't believe they got away with the coup, like you're saying, go back to Kennedy, and framing other people as well. When and other little assassinations along the way that people have forgotten about. They got away with all of that with Kennedy, and they get away with all this stuff. And I really wonder about a lot of things like, I mean, you could do whole shows on this, probably you have, but like Manson murders, everybody connected there was in military intelligence, all the parents. I don't know. All these things that stopped the protests on the wars, that event, you know, they're against hippies, even though Manson wasn't a hippie. I don't know. I think there's a lot of events and weird things and false flags that have taken place, and they always get away with it, and so now they can go full court press. And you know, this Delta variant is BS, and Israel has more cases than anybody, and Israel did more vaccinations, so the solution in Israel is a third dose. It's coming out. They approved the third dose in Israel, I just read. This is unbelievable, and I think that's why Netanyahu lost. And you might say, well, people are fed up with his policies about the Palestinians, which probably is true, but he had always had those bad policies on the Palestinians. So I think they were mad at the man. I think it's mandatory there. I think people were fed up with that. That's why I think he lost, but I don't know.
Well, it's entirely possible. Lori, we had an interesting question from the chat room here. If you have to be a doctor to give medical advice, why are all of these non-doctor types allowed to give medical advice regarding the vaccines on radio and television? I mean, they're everywhere.
That is a fantastic point. It's unbelievable. It's just the script is flipped. And I think they get away with this because, you know, when you say politicians lie, which throughout, you know, U.S. history and recent history, a lot of politicians did a lot of lies and you know, exaggerations and so forth. Everyone was called out. But when Biden, everything that comes out of his mouth and Psaki's mouth is a lie. When they say, you know, calling every Trump supporter racist, if you went through historically and documented the speeches and the comments and the statements of Trump versus Biden, and you wiped out the names at the top and said, who is the racist? Biden is incontrovertibly a racist. Okay, there's just no doubt about it. And everything out of their mouth is a lie, and that's why they get people to accept Nicole Wallace giving us advice on vaccines and certain pundits saying if people – who said making life – a CNN pundit said making – I don't know who that was – say make life uncomfortable or bad for the unvaccinated. Oh, that was a doctor, unvaccinated. But how come we don't hear from these other doctors anyway as well? Other doctors with a different view. Why is it just one view?
Oh, yeah, I know. I agree. And, of course, they're manipulating the outcome so deliberately, so purposefully, so no one will hear the other side of the story. And, of course, as you well know, this is all in blatant violation of the Nuremberg Code, which was adopted as international law in the wake of World War II, when Dr. Joseph Mengele was exposed of having conducted all these bizarre experiments on humans that were totally involuntary, requiring that no experimental procedure may be performed on any human being without informed consent, where they're given information about both the benefits and the risks. We're hearing all about the alleged but imaginary benefits and none about the very real and serious risk, where my estimate has between 500,000 and 900,000 have already died here. And where, Lori, I just mentioned in passing, the CDC and the FDA have removed products for much lesser negative consequences, and yet they're just letting this go forward. Full steam ahead with devastating consequences, and where you must also be told of the alternatives, which in this case would include HCQ and ivermectin, where HCQ, we know, has proved to be a wonder drug. It'll not only cure it if you have it, but prevent it if you don't. And Fauci's known this. An article appeared in the journal published by the NIH, the Journal of Virology, in 2005, extolling its virtues, where Fauci, of course, is a director of the NIH. He knew about this study. He simply lied and deceived the American people endlessly over this.
I know. The people who mention, and when this it first broke, COVID, an article came out in a mainstream in Australia that ivermectin kills all 100% kills it in a petri dish, whatever. It kills 100% killing, but 3 cents a pill. And Trump, you know, when he gave that little press conference a couple of weeks ago, he said something to the effect of 3 cents a pill. That's why the pharmaceutical companies didn't want it. 3 cents a pill. He came out right out and said it. That's why they had to get Trump out. And by the way, as you know, I'm not a vaccine advocate, but if you take the standard of people that wanted to go to the polls and look optimistic, they had the vaccine ready to go on election day, but they purposely withheld the big Pfizer, withheld the news, and they can lie all they want. They waited till after the, quote, election. But they waited for that because that would have got Trump votes. I mean, I'm not, you know, pro-vaccine, but there are people that wanted the vaccine, okay? And they did that because he put the caps on people that were dying because they couldn't afford insulin. Then the minute Biden got in, the Democrat, the one who cares about us, he immediately pulled that executive order the minute he got in there, you know. And he also caused the gas prices to skyrocket. That wasn't done for the environment because he approved the Russian pipeline. I'm just saying, you know, that wasn't done for purposes of the environment. He did it to raise the prices. So he helped big pharma and big oil the minute he got in. That's the Democrat that the progressives love so much. And Trump actually did more on the pharmaceutical pricing, which is why big pharma withheld that news of that vaccine. They were not going to let Trump get those extra votes because he would have worked, you know, he was curtailing their power. And by now, Trump would have probably said no vaccine mandate federally. He probably would have by now with all his people, he probably would have been taking such an opposite path to what Biden is doing. And that's what they wanted to prevent. That's why they did anything in this world to get Biden in. And everybody's conditioned to accept these lies. Everybody, when no one showed up at a Biden rally, they said that's because he wants to keep his people safe from COVID when he would have 15 people at a rally. But does that explain why when he'd give a speech, it would have like 200 listeners on YouTube? And Trump, when he would give a speech on Facebook in any community, would have 30,000 listeners just on that speech in some town. Just not even – that's just one outlet. Facebook would have 30,000 listeners. That doesn't even cover YouTube before he was banned. So when they say they got everybody to accept these lies – that Biden was equal to Trump and all this in popularity, it's a lie. And this is how they're able to get everybody to take this vaccine. It's all connected.
Oh, Lori, 100% correct. Let me mention, Lori and I are going to continue to discuss these issues, but if you'd like to join the conversation, the number 540-352-4452, 540-352-4452, one of the columnists that I find worth reading, the overwhelming majority or not, Mark Thiessen, has published, Trump's exile is the best thing that's happened to him. Let me read a part of this, Lori. It's a very provocative piece. Former President Donald Trump is suing big tech, calling his banishment from Twitter and Facebook unconstitutional and one of the gravest threats to our democracy. In truth, Trump's social media exile is the best thing that ever happened to him. It could even help him win back the White House. First, social media censorship gives Trump a great issue on which he has the support of a majority of Americans. A 2020 Pew poll found that 72% of Americans say social media companies have too much power and influence in politics today. 73% say it's likely social media sites intentionally censor political views they find objectionable, including 90% of Republicans and 59% of Democrats. Big tech is a perfect foil for Trump. Second, his absence from people's social media feeds is a blessing in disguise. Joe Biden won in 2020 because while millions of Americans were doing better under Trump, they were also exhausted with Trump. Before the election, Gallup reported that a 49% plurality of Americans agreed with Trump over Biden on the issues. 56% said they were better off than they were 4 years before. Not only is that the highest number since Gallup started asking the question, it came in the midst of the worst pandemic since 1918, the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, and the worst racial unrest since the 1960s. But 56% of Americans didn't vote for Trump. Why? Because despite being a reality TV star, Trump never followed the advice to always leave them wanting more. For Trump, there was no such thing as overexposure. More was always better because it energized his loyal base, even if it drove away millions of persuadable voters who approved of his policies, but not of him. This goes on, and it's a wonderful piece, Lori. I think that Mark Thiessen may be onto something, but of course, we know the theft of the election was monumental. He may or may not appreciate fully what's going on here, and that the nation is at such great risk that if Trump doesn't return sooner, I'm not sure we're going to have any America left to bother with by 2024.
That's right. There's not going to be any. And by the way, I have problems with that article about what you're reading, because in Butler, Pennsylvania, 57,000 people showed up for Trump. That was, I think, his last rally, won on the last evening. And Biden was still getting 10 to 15 viewers from his basement. I'm sorry, but with numbers like that, that meant Trump was going to win in a landslide, 57,000 people versus 15 people.
Yes.
I'm sorry, no matter how you square that. Also, the lies in the debate moderators, one I think got blipped for, you know, private texts on how to, you know, work against Trump. They were all anti-Trump. And by the way, if somebody, whether they're a Democrat or Republican, it's not that, it's deep state. And these debate moderators, going back to Biden and Gore, all those people later showed their true colors on trying to help a certain candidate. The debates were framed with asking all three debates. They did not even cover foreign policy because Trump was nominated for Nobel Prizes, I think three of them, and had world peace and all that. So they did not cover, because Biden voted for Iraq war and all that, wanted to stay there. I'm glad he got us out of Afghanistan. Trump would have, if he wasn't sabotaged by the Pentagon, as now it's just coming out. He would have got us out of there in Afghanistan earlier. He was sabotaged in treason acts by Milley. But the thing is, I think Trump, on the social media, when he, some of those tweets I wouldn't have put out there, but in general, people overlooked it. And I think the lies of the media and all that in the debates, bias moderator and all that, caused him to lose perhaps some moderate voters. But I see the point when it does help him a little bit to not maybe make some of the mistakes he did on social media, perhaps. But he was mostly surrounded by, sadly, with a few exceptions, backstabbers and traitors, we found out later. I mean, it was his call to pick John Bolton, Nikki Haley, and these other cretins, and Mike Pence.
Yes.
So he picked those people. He has nobody to blame but himself. I'm sorry. So he made that mistake.
I agree with that. And, of course, the moves he made in deference to Israel, I found embarrassing, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, declaring the Golan Heights, which the world recognizes as Syrian-occupied, Israeli-occupied territory, to be a part of Israel, defunding the UN agency that was assisting Palestinian refugees. Those were all reprehensible, perhaps the most, redefining anti-Semitism by means of an executive order so that criticism of the actions, policies of the government of Israel were thereby anti-Semitic, which is outrageous. I mean, Democrats had wanted a real issue to impeach Trump, there was a blatant violation of the First Amendment by Donald Trump as president that I found outrageous.
Right. I do not agree with a lot of his policies towards Israel, especially, this isn't on him, but the aid that we give, the amount of aid, where it goes, and dismantling that agency shouldn't have happened. Also, I think they, in Congress, you see, this is a lot of that was Congress, and you have these, they had different reasons, maybe even beyond Trump. Trump is not a neocon, and you had Oh, my God. You had Paul Ryan for a while in there, who's a total – he's on the board of Fox News destroying that. He's a total, you know, deep state, if ever there was one. And McConnell, Mitch McConnell, these people all – and Lindsey Graham, all these people pushing on this. And, yes, it's ridiculous, that order that you cannot – criticize the government of Israel. You conflate that with anti-Semitism. That is not anti-Semitism if you criticize a government's policy. It's ridiculous. That, so I'm not agreeing with every single policy or anything like that. But when you add what Trump was offering versus Biden, I mean, my God, it was no comparison. But that doesn't mean I don't feel bad for the people that were victims of those policies. And the aid, the amount of aid giving to Israel. Israel gives health care to all its citizens. I mean, we don't have that. And we can't, of course, now because, you know, with the borders wide open, how are you going to give health care to everybody? You can't now. You can only do that if you close the borders and curtail legal immigration. Then you could do something with a public option of some kind. But, you know, now there's no money for that.
Every economist, political scientist, even social scientist is aware that you cannot combine open borders with a welfare state, that it's not sustainable, that you're going to overwhelm the system. And that appears to be the deliberate adopted policy of the Biden-Harris administration. I cannot think of a more clear-cut example illustrating that they really are abdicating their responsibilities under the Constitution, because they are in the process of turning America, actually flushing America down the sewer. I mean, Lori, it's just outrageous beyond belief.
It has to be, like, going back to what I said earlier, it has to be being done purposefully. Because while Biden himself or Kamala may not know what's going on, there are people that do. And they're bringing – I mean, it's not just – people – when you ask – everybody's been brainwashed as to what immigration means. I even for a while at the beginning believed, okay, people are coming in – to do, quote, the jobs Americans don't want to, which is BS. And the lettuce pickers and all that stuff, which I felt, it's not right, but this is what's going on. It's not. It's 1% are working in agribusiness. Where's everybody else going? And it's not jobs people don't want to do. It's because of the flood of those visa programs to get the cheaper labor, which Trump approved of because of Congress, you know, McConnell and all that pushing him into it. You know, but he could have done a lot more to stop all that. But anyway, with open borders, we're bringing in all kinds of criminals, because what Trump said, when you drill down, truer words never spoken. He said they're not, quote, sending us our best. Now, what exactly does that mean? It means if you're a successful doctor in Mexico, you're not going to leave to come up here, okay? It means they're not sending the best, because you're paying your – for whatever reason, you're stuck in a drug cartel community. You want to get out of there with your kids. You're paying a coyote, but you're not, you know, you don't have money. You're doing that to get up here with your last dime. You need help when you get here. Obviously, Trump is right, and a lot of criminals are coming here. The cartels are pushing a lot of perhaps nice people coming over the border, or people that are fine. And while that's going on, the agents are absorbed with dealing with those people while they're sneaking in the drugs on other routes. So it's a distraction as well. Even if nice people are coming over the border, they're serving as the distraction for the cartels to increase their power. And they're taking over areas in the U.S., the cartels now, at the border. They're not letting – I mean, Trump should have sent the National Guard and the Army to just get rid of these cartels, and that's what – you know, it's just –
well, Lori, the underlying problem there is the war on drugs. We have to change our drug policies, abandon the war on drugs. That's what gives the cartels their power. Legalize.
We don't want that fentanyl coming in. And like 40 pounds was just seized in a place in Texas, 40 pounds, which I guess is enough to kill a bunch of people, thousands. I don't know anything about fentanyl, but it's manufactured in China. It's coming over the border. So even if they get rid of the war on drugs, whatever, which I could see the point of, the fentanyl's still going to come in. I don't know what to do about that.
Lori, listen to this story. Let them die, top PTA NAACP official says in tirade about anti-critical race theory parents. Let them die. As parents concerned
about the vaccine, the anti-vaxxers.
It's about critical race theory. Listen to this. As parents concerned about politicalization and standard lowering in schools gathered in Fairfax County, Virginia, a top PTA and NAACP official led a counter protest in which he ended a tirade about parents who oppose critical race theory with the exhortation, "Let them die."
Michelle, I got that article on.
Listen to this.
On CLG.
Michelle Leet, yeah, I'll get it to you, is Vice President of Training at the Virginia State PTA, Vice President of Communications of the Fairfax County PTA, also First Vice President of the Fairfax County NAACP, and a federal employee. The counter-protesters listening to Leet's speech on Thursday, who appeared to include no black people, burst into cheers and applause at the line, according to video by an education activist. Parents gathered outside the Thursday night school board meeting for an event billed as a Stop CRT rally, with a flyer saying, "While they deny it's being taught, NEA doubles down. It's not about race or equity. It's about a communist radical takeover of America." I think the protesters have it right. This is outrageous. This is a
I have a question for you. The name of the person, and by the way, the most evil person to try to push all of Jeb Bush's books and CORE, in the evil program called, what was that called, CORE, was Michelle Rhee. Is that the same person? Then she was caught up in corruption. Is that the same person or a different person? That was like 20 years ago or something. Is that a different person, the name?
It's spelled L-E-E-T-E. And by the way, I sent you a copy of this story earlier today, an hour ago. You can find it.
That's a different person. That other person was totally corrupt. The one pushing, what was that thing called, CORE, that was a disaster where you had to show your math, how you got there. It was just to sell Jeb Bush's books. You know, they were connected to the book publishing and all that. And I can't think of what was it called, Common CORE, that disaster that no one wanted. And this is all, when you look at that going back, Common CORE, and now critical race theory, it's just to dumb everybody down, to make everybody miserable and to not teach anybody anything. There's no learning curve when going, you know, the evolution back with that program for the deep state, now this one, to get everybody, I mean, didn't they do it in Baltimore? I think there was a 0% proficiency in some areas on math and reading. 0%. So something, I mean, if you're taking a look at what's going on, even if you take a step back. You have a 0% proficiency. Other percents were like 13%. Obviously, you have to change the dynamic. Nothing is working, right? So years ago...
Lori, you're going to have to hold that thought. We're on the break, and I'm going to encourage anyone who'd like to call in to join us after the break. We'll be right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Yeah.
join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it, that the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes, that Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Lori, let me elaborate on this business of the CTR, CRT proponent declaring everyone else should die if they don't agree. Esra Nemoni, whose son just graduated from Fairfax County Public Schools, who helps run the watchdog group Parents Defending Education, filmed the speech. I listened stunned as Michelle Leet, an executive of the NAACP and the PTA, put a target on the backs of parents just because they have a different point of view, she told the Daily Wire, where she's a PTA member herself and immigrated to the U.S. from India. What we heard tonight was hate speech, pure and simple. It was shocking that anyone would cheer and applaud a call to violence. Ironically, her hateful, intolerant words are a perfect illustration of the divisive ideology of critical race theory in action. In the name of tolerance, it preaches intolerance and is a betrayal of all values of humanity and decency. Leta did not return a request from comments for the Daily Wire, nor did Fairfax PTA President Kara Jenkins. If the remarks implied a death wish to parents who have a different opinion than hers, it would appear to apply to a majority of parents. A June poll by Public Opinion Strategies found nearly three-quarters of Fairfax and neighboring Loudoun County oppose eliminating advanced math courses, which you know, Lori, is supposed to be racist, and that significantly more voters oppose critical race theory than support it. Though Fairfax has a supermajority of Democrat voters, those results are not surprising since our CRT opposes traditional liberty values. The critique of liberalism stems from the idea of colorblindness, the neutrality of the law, incremental change, and equal opportunity for all, according to an intro to critical race theory by diversity consultant Equity Collaborative, which Loudoun County Public Libraries have paid thousands of dollars. I mean, yeah, this idea about math, you know why they think that advanced math courses are racist? Because blacks don't do well at math. That's supposed to make it racist when mathematics is totally neutral. It has no politics about it. This just illustrates the absurdity of their position, Lori, that they are not willing to confront the facts that blacks are not doing better in advanced math because they're not good at advanced math. What could be more obvious?
This is insanity, okay? This is insanity. And as we know, grammar has been called racist. Also, being on time, okay, being on time is considered racist. There's so many things I could list besides pop culture insanity of saying things. Brandeis University, my alma mater, whatever, has banned the term picnic. A bunch of other long time no see. a bunch of other words, calling them racist. That was recent. Racist and sexist, just insanity. And this is all to dumb us down. And also, you know what? This is why they need stolen elections. Let me tell you, this is the reason why. No one supports these policies, not just on this, but when you look over at immigration, even before the borders were opened under Biden, there was a poll that said 73% of people want less legal migration because they know the job drives down wages. Okay, so even from a progressive view, if you have a big labor pool, the wages go down. So this is before the borders were open under flooded with Biden. So even regular immigration, people don't want. Over 80% or something like that want voter ID. They want ID before voting. So these policies are unpopular in censorship and all that. You think if these questions are posed, should the government have Facebook flag bad posts, you're going to get like a 90% saying no. All right. So that's the reason why these things are going on, is because of stolen elections. This is why they're going on. And that's the only way they can perpetuate this, is through election theft, because no one supports this stuff.
Oh, it's completely, completely ludicrous. And you know, these Democrat mayors are adopting all these policies that are destructive to their own communities. I mean, it's just outrageous. I mean, you're almost at a loss as to where to begin.
Going back to what you said about Soros and the DAs, which I think the DA elections are a huger issue than – I have such a huge issue. Because, look, even people that – I vote in every election, you know, if I can. I mean, you know, I vote in every election. And if there's a local election, even if it's for a probate judge – and believe me, probate can be a nightmare, so believe me, you want a good judge in there. But anyway – even a local small election like probate, I'll go and vote. But a lot of people, DA, you know, if you're watching ads, local news, which I don't watch, but a lot of people do, and you see an ad repetitively and nicely done for the same person, you're going to vote for them. That could be how Gascon won, and that guy in Philadelphia that lets the murderer out, the one that killed again, the tragic story, you know, there's so many of them, but a guy was let out that, you know, that killed again a son, just an incredible person, murdered in Philadelphia. There's so many stories, I mean, countless stories of people getting out. And it really, that's a destruction of your area if you get a bad DA, because there's nothing you could do, or bad judges that are liberal that let people out after being incarcerated like 12 times. I don't mean for smoking marijuana. I'm not talking about that, or for writing bad checks. I'm talking about murder and assault, letting people out like that. And this, Kamala Harris and her bail funding, no cash bail. This is what's destroying. That's how you destroy a country, is bad DAs and stolen election. Just what you're saying. It's all the same thing. You steal an election, or Soros funds it, you know, where they're legitimately elected. Because you go in, you see two names, the one that's always on TV, you vote for. I don't do that, but some people do, and then you get stuck with these people.
Yes, yes, yes. Before we take our caller, we have a politician telling people, go into Indian and white neighborhoods, kill them, and burn their houses down in South Africa. This I think may be the prototype for what the global elite want to happen in other nations around the world, that South Africa is the exemplar of what we may expect. They want to happen around the world, Lori. It's outrageous.
Well, that country is going to go down. It's going to turn into a poverty cesspool. And look, no one supports apartheid. I mean, they had to do something. But there had to be a way to transition from a country with saying no blacks are permitted to work here to this anarchy now. There has to be a way where it could have gotten equality without this. It's like it's purposely done to destroy a country. I mean, it doesn't mean I support apartheid or racism, because I don't, but there has to be a way where you don't have the end game, which is what we have right now in South Africa. That's insanity. You can't have that going on. You can't have that.
Yep. We have a caller standing by. Scaredy Cat. Scaredy, join the conversation.
Hi, Jim and Lori.
Hello.
So, our defense secretary, he's the
Lloyd
African American. Lloyd Austin. Yes. He has just granted on July 2nd. So let's see, maybe that was a fortnight ago. What's called the, it spells, pardon my French, it spells like pissing, eight units. This is the highest surveillance, highest means most sophisticated surveillance equipment that was used in against Afghanistan, Afghani people, and also in Iraq during high wartime. So this is intense surveillance. It's PSSGM. P is called persistent. S, surveillance. S, another S, systems. G, ground. M, medium. And he just gave that to, I'm not sure it's called federal police. I think the federal police might, I don't know who they are. They might be the Capitol Hill police, who are commanded by Congresswoman, Demolishocrat Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi. It's called for the purpose of, quote, steady state mission. And I think that's a fancy way to say completely ongoing. It's going to be steady state, going forever. And also, quote, used to monitor USA citizens. And it consists of the highest, most detailed camera equipment. And it tracks like people's patterns. So if there's a farmer's market you're going to, in order to not, you know, give money to big corporations, and to get fresh food, it'll show up that that's where you frequently visit, or even in your own house where you're sitting. If you move from the kitchen cooking time back and forth, you know, to the sitting room to watch TV. And obviously this is a total, and this is me talking now, Scary Cat, for stalking. And also, let's see, and Nancy Pelosi also announced last week, so this was happened a fortnight ago, 2 weeks ago, and then after, a week after that, so a week ago, Nancy Pelosi just announced opening what she calls, quote, state offices of the, all across America, of the Capitol Hill Police. Now, Capitol Hill Police is just a couple of miles area around the, you know, Capitol building, congressional buildings around Washington, D.C. And there she has also reclassified them from just being Capitol Police to their new title is, quote, intelligence-based protective agency. So it's like this, you know, this stalking Jew communism police, not just restrict, that's why they have all this big fencing. This is me, Scaredy Cat, talking, you know, just to hide all the things that they are rewriting and the equipments that they are setting up, not just across the, you know, 1 square mile in Washington, D.C., but areas where they have friendly demolishocrats all across America. And just quickly, my second point, Laurie, is just the spelling of your name, because there are lots of untraditional ways to spell Laurie. Laurie Price. Do you have a paper version of your newsletter and maybe even just a post office box people can write to? And go ahead.
Sure. My site is legitgov.org, which is L-E-G-I-T-G-O-V as in victory, legitgov.org. And a mailing, and my name is Lori Price, L-O-R-I, then Price. But my site, you can always write there on the site to contact us at legitgov.org. But the, I'll give my address, CLG News, P.O. Box 1142. This is public.
1142.
Yep, Bristol, B as in boy, B-R-I-S-T-O-L, Connecticut, which the abbreviation is C-T, and the zip code is 06011-1142. But it's all on legitgov.org, and if you go there and you write sign up at legitgov.org with your email address, you send a blank email, I can send you the newsletter. So it's S-I-G-N-U-P, one word, sign up, no spaces, sign up at legitgov.org, L-E-G-I-T-G-O-V.org. And you send a blank email, and I can add your email address to the roster, and you can get the newsletter.
Yeah, I love Connecticut. That's my teenage growing up years and also university years. And you mentioned Brandeis is your alma mater, and also you mentioned Palestine. Well, actually, you didn't quite mention Palestine. You did it in a – there's a subtle difference which I want to point out to you. But therefore, can you – and I think Brandeis is known. It might be named, I'm guessing, after Louis.
That's right.
Louis Brandeis, the Supreme Court Justice, American. And I'd like to ask you, what is your religion and what's the religion of your mother and the religion of your father?
Well, what?
I'm Muslim. My mother is Muslim. My father is
right.
Muslim.
With all due respect, and I like that, you know, and I think I appreciate your comments on surveillance. I don't think religion and all this is of relevance here to what I'm as a guest here on the show and my points. I mean, I look as a neutral observer on the politics here. I've read books on the history of that area in the Middle East. A lot of books, I've edited books on the Middle East history, and I see problems on both sides, but yet, however, I certainly will say that if you criticize the government of Israel, that does not make you anti-Semitic, okay? So that's like crazy. But religion, Jim, I really feel is not, and I told you this on the show another time, it's not relevant to, I mean, if you like the view.
Lori, I completely agree with you. I don't think that Scarity actually realizes this might be a bit of a personal matter. Scarity, I am so.
Well, I celebrate Christmas.
What you
I'll
call,
say that. Yep, I celebrate Christmas.
He celebrates Christmas.
Yes, but the point is that's not relevant.
That may tell you what you want to know.
The religion is not, I really, you know, experience, and I certainly, if I lived in the Gaza Strip, I'd certainly have a view that probably is different than me being ensconced here in Connecticut. But, you know, there's the Middle East situation, and I, like I say, I've read the history there and all that, and it may not be exactly what you agree with. I've seen periods of time in Iran where they had a Jewish general, a woman general, actually it's true, history of Iran, in Iran, and then the religious, you know, cults get involved in running things and cause problems. The religious cults in Iran and so forth are kind of like what we call the deep state. So, you know, it's just, I see it as not relevant, but go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, go ahead, Scary. Go ahead, ask further questions or provide further comments. I'm always glad when you call. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Jim, and also Lori for the warm conversation. And so, yeah, another thing Iran did was produce an Irani girl who got the Fields Medal, which never got publicized here in the Jew media. Fields Medal is much harder than the Nobel Prize. It's because the Nobel Committee or King or Queen of Scotland, Norway, do not give out. They have departments of Nobel Prize in physics, Nobel Prize in literature, etc. But there's no Nobel Prize in math. So the Fields Medal, F like farmer, ending with an S like sunshine, Fields Medal is the math prize. And it's like the world football soccer competition. Only after 4 years, it gets awarded. And an Iranian girl a few years ago received it for math.
No, I'm just saying there are periods in Iranian history where there's been prosperity and women were allowed to flourish and doctors and all this. And then you get, and women also, when you think of a harem, you think of, you know, 30.
That's
not
a
what people
media.
Think of. Right. Women ran the harem, women would run the harems. It's like a household of 100 people. But then you get a cleric in there that's fanatical and doesn't want any kind of, I'm using the term liberalism, not like U.S., but liberalism is in progress of thought and free thought. You get somebody in there, a cleric comes in and destroys the whole system that's going on. Iran is, you know, the victim of many invasions and all this. I know, you know, I'm aware, but I think referring to things as Judas or that's just my opinion is not the way to go. It doesn't matter. I know that entrenched in history, there's an evil cult, and I see it going back, but I don't see it confined to one religion. This is me personally speaking. I see it being, I mean, what religion is Fauci? I mean, I see pure evil, and I just don't see naming it as a religion has the bearing. I see evil people that just continue to prosper, whether it's U.S. or Iran or Israel, and it's just the same crap, but I don't really see it's religious, calling something Jew media. I mean, I think it's corporate media. It's oligarchical media, but go ahead.
Yeah, it is true. Obviously, every group of people has good and bad in it. Every community has good
That's
and
right.
bad. The thing, though, Laurie, is I think it's misleading people to say religion has nothing to do with it, because you should logically, coolly, calmly look at percentages. Jews, there are maybe 50 million, and 6 million of them are sitting in Palestine and stealing it. They're stealing it brick by brick, inch by inch, olive tree by olive tree, and young boy's foot by young boy's foot. Those Jew snipers aim at children. And now I actually saw a photograph of an entire football team, soccer team, where it's not like American football where you hold the ball. You actually need your foot to kick on crutches. So entire football games in Palestine are conducted, little kids, little boys, on crutches, because Jew sniper and these little boys are Muslim and a lot Christian also. So that's 6 million out of 15 million. That's more than a third. Jews are actively doing it, have been doing it, and doing it this minute. And the rest of the Jews worldwide, they're acting innocent now. Oh my God, I didn't know about snipers, but they have consistently over 100 years sent money in order to accomplish that. And actually, in Chile right now, there is, and I would like to advertise this, another magazine. You advertised your magazine. This one is called Real Jew News. So Real, 4 letters, Jew, 3 letters, News, like N like Norway and ending in S like sunshine, 4 letters, Real Jew News. So 11 letters altogether, .com. Julian Conradson, he is a Christian, with the name like Julian, I'm guessing. But almost certainly he is Christian, because he is the front runner of the presidency race in Chile right now, right below us in Latin America, South America. And the Jew lawyer, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She's a congresswoman. I don't know if she's a lawyer or not.
Yes, and we don't. This is.
No, listen. She is calling, she's writing a letter to Antony Blinken, another Jew who is sitting in our American USA seat for Secretary of State, insisting that our USA interfere in Chile's internal matters. And this Julian Conradson is the head of the biggest Palestine refugee gathering all across our planet. So where Palestine's refugees have gone, the Christians at least, there are almost 500,000 of them, they have gone to Chile. And they have grassroots brought up this leader called Julian Conradson, and he is the actual front runner. But since it's
likely
I'm saying that he might not win because of these Jews in our government who are now going to interfere.
Can I just frame this differently? I just want to say the U.S., the CIA, intelligence agencies, and probably Big Pharma and Big Tech at this point, all direct elections. Twitter suspends accounts of the U.S. president, so they're involved in politics. But I just prefer a different way of not, to me, and this is just the way I, my view, it doesn't, I'm not going by the religious aspect. I'm just going to say I totally can believe you that we are going to interfere in the Chilean election. It doesn't take much to convince me to believe that, given past history of the CIA in Australia, in Chile before, in Iran, in Iraq. I mean, I could spend 20 minutes listing nations, okay? I believe that, but I just, this obsession with what somebody's religion is to me, and again, I'm sitting here, but I don't see that is the relevance, even though, like you say, mathematically, it could be a percentage of Jewish people doing a certain action. It's still, you cannot malign the whole group. And by the way, the way contemporary Israel, I know they've burned olive trees and all that. I don't agree with that. But historically, Jewish people were in the area. I know it's not a contemporary thinking point, but historically Jewish people were in that area. But
I can't. I want to thank you for calling, Lori. I can't thank you enough. Give out your website where people can subscribe to your CLG newsletter.
Sure, legitgov.org, and you can go there and it'll say subscribe. Just hit the button, send a blank email, and you get the newsletter. Thank you very much, Jim.
So, Lori, you've just been sensational, and Scaredy, I thank you for calling in. Your questions and comments are always welcome. Even if we do not always agree on every point, Lori, you were just sensational. I can't thank you enough. I look forward to having you back in the near future.
Thanks. Hopefully I'll go back soon. Thank you very much.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
We'll be right back.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict, but